It's 7 o'clock. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. You know what that means. It's time for Here and Now with Rachel C. I am your host, Rachel C. Joining me on the program this evening is the acclaimed French jazz singer, Chloe Perrier. We're going to be talking about her upcoming shows, the reinstatement of the tours, and her latest album, which is called Le Petit Fleur. It's a really interesting piece of work. But first, we're going to kick things off with a little bit of music. I hear Y2K is in. It's in vogue. Are you digging Y2K? Is it really, really back? Okay, I got your throwback for your Thursday then. This is Spooks with Sweet Revenge.
Heartbreak game that works on the average every day. But she ain't that, so don't paint that picture, mister. All you know is she vexed and you concerned about your car getting wrecked. Yet instead, you feel a sharp blow punch through your chest. Instantly, your shirt's burgundy, yeah. You wish she was the type to slash tires now, don't you? Don't you?
Thank you.
You just heard Spooks with Sweet Revenge. You want your not as well-known Y2K hits? Go look up that band. Go look that one up, kids. And grown folks, look it up too. I used to drop that one all the time back in the day. You're listening to Here and Now with Rachel C. on listener-supported Radio Free Brooklyn. This is the show that celebrates live performance culture and activism in the arts. And we are now finally back to the point in the show where I tell you about things to go out and see and do. Because I want you to go out and see and do the thing safely. Follow the rules. Get vaccinated. And you know what? Hey, wear a mask indoors. Especially if it's crowded. If you live in a densely populated area, it's not the worst thing in the world. Ain't nobody gonna give you a hard time about that. For real. Anyway, so many shows coming up in September. I told you about a bunch last week. I'm gonna tell you about just a few more. Just a few more tonight. Former guest of the show, a friend of the show, Emrose, is gonna be playing on Little Island. Have you all been to Little Island yet? I haven't. I'm gonna go soon though. On September 10th, she kicks things off at about 9 p.m. Go and check it out. Little Island was developed as a safe outdoor live performance art space for New York City this past year. Okay, also coming up, the band Knock Loose has two performance dates in Brooklyn coming up. On September 14th, they will be at the Williamsburg Hall of Music, and then they'll be at Le Poisson Rouge the next night on the 15th. Then our friend Kelsey Warren will be performing under the umbrella of Black Emoji on October 2nd at Rockwood Music Hall. That is to celebrate the release of, wait for it, drum roll. Do I get it? Gonna get a drum roll in here? Of the new Black Emoji EP, Eclectro, which I would like to thank you all for. I know it's a tough time for a lot of people out there, but if you are able to do so, please consider flirting with that donate button on your screen right there if you're listening on your laptop or your computer or your MacBook or your tablet. Consider flirting with that donate button. Other ways that you can support us without just hitting the old donate button include supporting us through Amazon Smile. Are you an Amazon Prime member? You can choose Radio Free Brooklyn to be your charity of choice through the Amazon Smile program. You go to amazon.com/smile. You register Radio Free Brooklyn as your charity of choice, and easy peasy, a portion of every dollar you spend goes to us. You don't even have to spend any extra money. It just goes straight to us. Another thing you can do is you can support some of our amazing merch. We've got a merch store. Dig through our site a little bit. You'll find we've got tees, hoodies, beanies, totes, mugs. Did you break your roommate's mug again? Child, you better replace that. Get caught at the grocery store without a tote bag. Have to pay 5 cents for like a paper bag on a rainy day with no handle. It really sucks when it happens, doesn't it? Consider buying a Radio Free Brooklyn tote bag. Great way to support us. Another great way to support us is just spread the word. Tell people about a show you really like listening to. Tell people about us. You got some merch? Take a photo of yourself in it. Throw it up on the internet. Let people know where you got it. Take a picture of your friend who brought that tote bag to the farmer's market, to the bodega on the rainy day, and did not get caught with their pants down, so to speak. They're ready for everything. That friend. My goodness. Thank you all for tuning in on this lovely Thursday evening. Okay, let's get to it. You're tired of listening to me talk, aren't you? You're like, enough with this one. My guest this week is none other than jazz vocalist Chloe Perrier. She is not just an accomplished vocalist. She's an accomplished violinist, songwriter. She's written the copy for videos. She's done a bunch of stuff. It's incredible. Her CV is really remarkable. And she is going back on tour now that it's okay to do so. And she's got a new album out called Le Petite Fleur. which isn't just jazz standards. It's also just the way these jazz standards that are, the way they're interpreted, that makes things kind of attention getting and a little bit interesting. So she and I, she's not a live in studio guest today, unfortunately. Her schedule didn't really, made it difficult to permit for that, but also we both mutually decided out of an abundance of caution to meet virtually. So this is a very recent conversation that I had with none other than Chloe Perrier, the one and only Chloe Perrier. So I invite you to sit back, relax, get comfortable, and enjoy my conversation with her. Okay, so joining me on the program this week is French singer Chloe Perrier. Thank you so much for joining me on the program, especially because we were just discussing how you are in a state of movement at the moment.
Thank you for having me. Yeah.
You have a new album out with your band, the French Heart Jazz Band. It's called Petite Fleur. Maybe we can start with talking about the new album. With this album and previous albums, you're known for your renditions, not just covers, but renditions of a lot of jazz standards. They're very unique. You may not even realize you're listening to a jazz standard when you're the songs first begin. Let's talk about this album. What inspires some of these interpretations of these songs?
I think it's a teamwork, like the bass player, the guitar player, and the drummer on the album is people I play with since I moved in New York 9 years ago. So we play a lot together, and we research a lot together, and we find new version, and we wanted to change it because we played a lot. Like in New York, you play like 5 to 7 times a week before the pandemic I'm talking about. And so after a while you get bored on a song, so you try to find a new way. And I think it went organically, naturally. And when we prepare the album, I work with Aki Ishiguro, the guitar player, and he helped me do all the arrangement and to add the violin and to add the clarinet. We did it together, and he wrote the arrangement for the clarinet and the violin actually. And he's like my right arm, and they are like my brothers, and we really have an amazing connection together. We help, I think, find new version of song, and it's so natural to play together too. Then stuff are coming naturally.
It must be a real relief then to be able to play together with people you feel that close with.
Yeah,
be able to do that again.
Yeah, it feels good.
Yvette, and you've been playing again recently at venues, especially in New York. How are you feeling about getting on stage again?
I feel amazing. Like last week I was at Birdland, and it felt weird because it's the first gig I had inside, as I was in LA most of the pandemic. And so you have a lot of gig outside there. So it was my first time coming in a jazz club, and it was amazing. And I have the triad coming up, and it's just, I can't wait to have a real audience, and to feel in jazz club. For me, I miss jazz club. Like it's 19 months I didn't play inside in a real jazz club, and I miss it so much. And I miss the relationship with the audience, and because I play in driving and stuff, but it's not exactly the same. Like you don't have the warmth of the room. It was really fun, and I play in a beautiful stage in the desert, so it was amazing. But people was yonking, so it's not the same than feeling people next to you.
Yeah, that's got to be a really different experience, because it's such a unique experience to go to a live show and to be there present in the space. But
yeah,
that must have been also to perform the kind of music that you do in those different environments, with drive-by shows and in a desert, or it almost feels like you want to be in a smoky jazz club to hear that sort of thing. It must be a different kind of experience altogether, a whole other trip to take.
Yeah, you need to adapt a little bit, but the place was kind of magical, so it was helping was in the middle of the desert with a Joshua tree in the back. It was a bit weird.
How did this album come together, especially now given the circumstances? What brought this album together now, this recent one?
The album came together because I really wanted to have an album with those guys first. So I decided to do it. I did a Kickstarter. It worked really well. I got lucky to have a bunch of people helping in. Then the jazz heads decided to sign me for this album. And so it was helpful too. And all the song, I choose it, but I choose the song I had the most fun with those guys. And it was really like, I really wanted to have something with them.
Yeah, I guess it seems like, well, it's always important to have fun with what you're doing, but especially now, it seems like making sure what you're doing is enjoyable and fun and inspiring that need for that must be really...
Yeah, I agree. Like, I always wanted to make people happy. That's my goal. It's a big goal. Put a lot of pressure on myself. But I always want, when people come to see us, like, to have a little trip to Paris in the 30s, like, in kind of magical place who doesn't really exist, but... and like that, they can forget their problem for an hour and a half and don't... think, just travel and smile and dance, and it is really the thing, and the fact, like, we have so much fun together, and I took my favorite songs, so it was like a whole I hide the song in the album because for me it was like playful, and right now for me it's even more important than the pandemic. Is stressful, like, was extremely stressful and is still a little bit stressful, even if it's better. And I really want to make people forget about that for a little bit. I think it's survival to be able to forget sometime.
Yeah, and you're doing a big service with that. I mean, we're being very cautious tonight by talking over Zoom because, you know, it was also more practical for us, but it's also we're just being extra careful doing this. I imagine it's a real gift that you are giving people by taking them someplace else, like sort of this, you know, taking them back in time to a
city. Yeah, and even during the pandemic, I did it on online. I did string show and I began to sing in front of the house because I needed to feel people. People have been in, could show up or stay on their own and put a bottle of wine. For me, it's like, it's as important for me to do it than to share it with someone. So do it by myself is not as fun. So the fact I'm able to go back having an audience and having a musician is just wonderful.
Right. So speaking of going back in time a little bit, you've been involved with music since you were very young. You started playing violin as a child at a very young age. How did you go from playing violin to ultimately doing vocals? Like, how did your musical career sort of evolve into where it is now?
I think I was always attracted by artistic side. So I was doing dance and I saw on TV, like a TV show with kids playing violin. So I was five. I was like, I want to play the violin. So I began to play the violin. Then I took, when we moved in Paris, I was 10 and I took theater class and I began to act. I was really young, like 13. I began to have like jobs. And I loved it, and I began to take a singing class at the same time, because when I was really shy, so when you do theater, like, to have my voice, like, so I began to take singing class and I began to love it as well. So I think I was always like attracted by all of that. And my first singing show was a bet, actually. It's kind of funny because I was really shy, so for me it was easier to hide behind a character, so to act. And I have a friend in Paris who had a huge venue named Le Réservoir. And when I was like 18 or 20, I don't remember exactly, but I was young. I told him, like, oh, one day I would love to sing in there. And each time I was there, it was a big guy that was carrying me on stage and making me back vocal for the bands who was there. And he said, okay, you have 3 months. And I was like, what? I don't have a band. I don't know what to sing. Like, He said, "No, you have 3 months." So he gave me my first push.
No pressure. 3 months.
No pressure. So I built the band quickly, and I did it, and I was like trembling and really scared, but I got hooked. So after I went back to school, I went to jazz school a year after that. After doing like few shows, I said, first I was playing, I was an actress, so I was like playing all the song you have in movies, because I didn't really know which style I like. And little by little, the musician told me like, oh, this is better for you, like jazz and bossa and this kind of music. And so I want to go back to jazz school because I want to learn more. And I begin to be addicted to all the jazz album, and went back to school and composed my first song, and here I am.
So you loved it, you learned it, but then you really went back to school to really learn it. And
yeah.
So that's a real step in and of itself, because you already had that knowledge base, but then because sometimes studying an art form can make you dislike it in a way, especially if you have a foundation for it, because you kind of are forced, depending on the way in which you're instructed, to break it down and relearn it. Or
what you say, it's interesting, because for my composition class, it was like three singer, and it was a piano school, most of it was Bill Evans Academy, so it's more piano school and vocal, like you have an amazing vocal teacher there. And on the composition class, it was like most musician and like two or three singer, that's it. And I didn't even know, like I did like some solfège when I was doing violin, but I was working more with my ears and with the technique. And my teacher, like the first time, I was like, I didn't understood anything what he was saying. Like he was talking like math, and I was like, I didn't get it. He said, just trust your instinct. I wanted to bail the class. I was like, I won't do that. And the teacher was smart and told me like, just trust your instinct and do whatever you feel like. And it was funny because all the piano player was thinking too much and was like struggling finding a song and stuff. And me, I was just singing it. And after struggling looking for the chord, but the melody was like, I was just like, this is nice. So it was funny because the way he taught us, like after I learned the technique, but the way he taught us was more about trusting your instinct, and it was smart because it worked with me.
So the show that you've had prepared for the Triad Theater,
yeah,
is a show that celebrates American divas in Paris. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
This is a show that specifically highlights four women who are Americans, but kind of made Paris their home. And, you know, two stand out to me, Eartha Kitt and Josephine Baker. Josephine Baker especially, because she is someone who, I mean, really made Paris her home. And she
was French.
Yeah, she became French.
She became French.
But she and it's also why she became French. She was a war hero. She became what she was able to live the life she in Paris that she couldn't in the United States because of racism. Let's talk about why you chose to celebrate those women in your show, and why you had this felt this connection to these women, especially.
So I love singers. Like I'm really I listen a lot of singers, and for me, like all the early years of jazz, like even like 20s, 30s, 40s, like I listen a lot of it. And for me, the connection between those four is like is their connection to France, because they all sang in French. And they're all really different, and they all have really strong personality, and they're all strong women. And for me right now, I think we don't hear them enough. And they are amazing, and they are really easy to listen. It's not like free jazz or you need to be prepared. It's really popular music. It's what jazz was like. It was pop music at this time. And I want to bring it, you say it doesn't feel jazz when I sing jazz song. It's because I want to make it easy, simple to hear for anyone. Because I think this music is good for anyone, not just a jazz addict. It's good for them too, I hope. But I like the fact like a kid can listen to it and enjoy it and not know what jazz is, and they love it anyway. And all those women for me are that. Like you can make anyone listen to them and they can enjoy what they sing. Like, and they have like, I like the fact they have strong character. I like the fact they have a strong relationship to Paris and France. And for me, all of that mixed together, like, and it's here I'm stealing songs to them. So it's fair enough, like I do an homage. Because I stole a lot of their song to for my shows. So I want to give back.
Right, right. And it's a great way to kind of amplify their legacy, I think,
yeah.
By including them. And you know, every time you talk about them, sing their songs, you're teaching another generation of people about them, I think. I think it's a great way to celebrate them.
Yeah.
But I find it fascinating that, like, of all the people that you could, just picking those four, I think is a really fascinating and interesting mix. I think it's going to make for a wonderful show. You also have a video out that is an homage to Josephine Baker.
Yeah.
Je
Deux Amours.
Yes. Thank you for saying that, because I was about to almost maybe butcher that. I know my French pronunciation isn't bad, but even when I don't know what I'm saying, but maybe we can talk about the video a little bit and who you
Sure.
work with on that.
So this video was really homemade. Like my husband shot it, my mom was holding the music, and we did it at three people. It was really, and all the actors in the video are my close friends. They all are actors, but they all my best friend in Paris. So we went for a trip in Paris just before the pandemic, and we decided like, oh, let's do a music video. And like we choose a song, and we just walk in Paris, and I just like those people was free, like one was free in the morning, the other one was free in the afternoon. So I wrote the script like and switch it out in function of who was available. And yeah, it was really not just the love of my country and Paris, it was also the love sharing together like a homemade project. Because our first music videos and my husband shot as well was in LA, and it was like a bigger production. I wrote a whole script. We have actor, makeup artists. Like we had two teams of camera and stuff. This one was really like one camera, one few actors, me and my mom holding the music.
That sounds like it was a good time, a good family project. I mean,
yeah, it was nice.
Just make a major video and put it out.
Yeah, well, my husband is an amazing cinematographer, so he helped. I take advantage of it.
It doesn't hurt to have that all under one roof, that you have
yeah.
professionals under one
yeah.
roof. Of course. So I know you do a lot of covers and interpretations. Maybe we can talk about, like, are you writing any original music, or what sort of inspires you?
So I'm kind of shy with my original music. I have one on my first album, I wrote a bunch, but for now I didn't put it in album yet. I think it's the next step. I'm putting pressure on myself again to make it happen. I think it's the next step is to put original music out, because I have a bunch of songs like I wrote like even 10 years ago, and I played sometimes on shows, but I don't really say it's my songs, and I don't know why I'm shy with my music.
What inspires your writing, your original writing?
Usually it's my life. It's just my life, what I see, what I feel. The first song I wrote was for an ex-boyfriend of mine. I just kept the song, I didn't keep the guy. But I do like the song.
Sometimes the songs last longer than the people.
Exactly. And yeah, like the other song, like I have a song who was inspired by one of my best friends who was not choosing the right guys. Like it's all about around me, what I see, what I hear, what I feel. I'm really sensitive, so I'm kind of a sponge. Like, I take emotion, I take stories, and
What would you like? What are you looking forward to next for this? What would you like to see happen with this album? What are your plans? What's next for you?
I would love to be able to go on tour with the guys, because when the album was released, the pandemic happened. So we didn't really have time to promote it correctly, or we did a little, but each time all the interview was canceled because of the pandemic happening. And we were supposed to go on tour in Japan and different places, and everything got canceled. So I'm really hoping to be able to go on tour with those guys and with this music that we love. And I wanted to do a new show because it's a show I was supposed to do before the pandemic as well. It was supposed to be something new, and I'm glad. But and so I would like to really go on tour with both show.
Right. I think it'll happen slowly but surely.
It's coming back.
If we're all careful, just follow the rules.
Exactly.
Take care of ourselves. We will get there. So if someone wanted to hear this album and wasn't at a show, where can one find this album? How can one consume?
You can find it everywhere. It's on Amazon, iTunes, Spotify. Like I think Jazzheads did a good job and put it everywhere.
Yes. So the album is called
Petite Fleur.
And there is also a website, chloeperrier.net, so you can find out about things like where you can listen, where you can see shows. And I always advise, don't just stream it, buy it. You can purchase
the
music.
I agree. Support live music.
Yes. Buy your tickets to the show in advance. Support artists.
Thank you.
You gotta do it, hey. So we're gonna listen to some of the music from the album up right now. I want to thank you for joining me on the show this evening. Best of luck to you.
And thank you.
Thank
you for having me.
Of course, of all the things that I know that you have happening in the near future, I know it'll be great. I'm looking forward to hearing also some of your original tunes, because I think they'll be a lot of fun. Thank you so much, Chloe, for being a part of Here Now with Rachel C on Listener Supported Radio Free Brooklyn.
Thank you, Rachel. Thank you very much.
Quand vient la pluie, mets tes bottes à tes pieds. Quand vient la neige, tu te caches sous ton duvet. Quand vient l'amour, il n'y a rien à faire. Quand vient le feu, tu appelles les pompiers. Éclate un pneu, tu vas te déplacer à pied. Quand vient l'amour, il n'y a rien à faire. Ne te tracasse pas, ça ne servirait à rien. Tu te ferais du mal à ne plus en voir la fin. Un mal de tête, tu le perds dans la journée. Un mal de temps, tu vas te faire soigner. Quand vient l'amour, il n'y a rien à faire. Tu peux rester éveillé. Quand tu déprimes, tu peux toujours t'en aller. Quand vient l'amour, quand vient l'amour, il n'y a rien à faire. Quand vient l'amour, il n'y a rien à faire.
Thank you again, Chloe, for taking the time to chat with me. We just heard two songs off Petite Fleur. First, we heard Comes Love, and then we heard Que reste de nous, amour. Que reste de nous, amour. I did not butcher that too terribly, did I? You're listening to Here and Now with Rachel C. on listener-supported Radio Free Brooklyn. Okay, we're going to listen a little bit more music in just a sec, but first, I wanted to remind you all that we have a newsletter. I invite you all to sign up for our newsletter. It's free. You're not going to get spammed with a bunch. You might get something once a month. It's okay, but it's
the way to keep up with what's happening at Radio Free Brooklyn, and way more things are beginning to happen at Radio Free Brooklyn. Also, this show will, in case you missed anything, or you just want to hear the whole thing all over again, we'll be rebroadcasting this coming Monday at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. And of course, we will be archived and available for your listening at your leisure abilities next week. If you like what you're hearing so far, also, I encourage you to go to the show's page, which is radiofreebrooklyn.org/here and now with Rachel C. Scroll to the bottom and you will find archives of all prior shows, most prior shows listed. And you can just listen away. Just scroll to the bottom and listen away. Another way to keep up with what's happening with Radio Free Brooklyn and Here and Now with Rachel C in particular, social media. Instagram handles are at Here and Now Show. That's H-E-A-R and Now Show. And of course, at Radio Free BK. At Radio Free BK is Insta, Twitter, all that stuff. That's our thing. That's how you find us. Find us on Facebook that way too. I want to thank you all for tuning again tonight and listening. We're going to keep things moving along here with a little bit of music. I'm going to first start off a little music block with a little something from a former guest of the show who I mentioned is going to be performing this Friday at Little Island. Ooh, that's tomorrow. This is Emrose with The Imposter.
An imposter. Pity for a pretender. Found a way to spite that syndrome, to say you don't know what I had to do. You can't see them. Open up your eyes, then again. There's someone in your way. Some excuse they'll say they've hit too afraid. Until you don't know her, she's the imposter among us. She knows she doesn't belong here. She tried to run, but thinking you're the best is kind of fun.
Was, of course, another legendary jazz voice, Amy Winehouse, with Back to Black. Up right now, we've got some music from the aforementioned Black Emoji. This is Mechanism.
I need you. I can't breathe the same anymore. Don't hate me. I'm just trying to cope while you're gone. I used to know you. You don't wanna talk to me now. Giving you the space that you need. I'm just trying to cope while you're gone. Like a puppet on a string, watching you pull everything. Say you lost your faith and you don't feel the same. Feelings begin to change. Should I fight for this or should I walk away? Cause some just lead to false conclusions and bad decisions. Contemplation, more confusion. The stress and tension, you don't seem so empathetic. Like I'm pathetic, so not attractive, begging. I noticed the vibe changed, cause I didn't hear from you as much. I knew something was up because your answers were so sharp. This time I didn't really know. Next time, will you tell me so? I'm just hoping for a next time. Cause there's nothing in the world that's ever worth seeing you go. Tripping over doubts and fears, anger, silence, distance, drama, secrets, got us here. I hope you just need time and this is not beyond repair. Regardless, gotta keep it moving forward, step away from the desperate. I see the future through the lens of a dark cloud. You told me it was over and I started freaking out. The grass has never been up on the other side of you. So what do I do now? I know this divide change. Cause I didn't hear from you as much. I knew something was up because your answers were so short. This time I didn't really know. Next time, will you tell me so? I'm just hoping for a next time. Cause ain't nothing in the world that's ever worth seeing you go.
One more time, that was Black Emoji with Mechanism. Check out the new album, Eclectical, that comes out on October 1st. We're going to begin to wind down the show tonight. We're going to wind down here now with Rachel C. on listener-supported Radio Free Brooklyn. Once again, thank you all for joining me on this lovely Thursday evening. Hope everyone's doing okay with all the craziness, with all the weather and all the craziness of the world. So, all the talk of jazz, I wanted to conclude on something kind of fun. We had an interesting submission to the station earlier this year, and I have played them here before, but it's been a minute since I've played them. And tonight we're going to drop a different track. These are the Bad News Botanists, totally reworking jazz. You barely know what you're listening to sometimes. It's really, really cool. And the track is called Morphine, a tribute to Mark Sandman. One more time, that was Bad News Botanists with Morphine, a tribute to Mark Sandman. The album is called Indignation. check those guys out. I want to invite you to stay tuned for Frequency Theory with Tom Tenney and join me again next Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Stay safe, everybody. Be good to one another. Peace.